Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Williams has time, downfield, intercepted! Wiggins steps in front, and the Ravens come up with the big play defensively.
Williams searching, throwing, incomplete, game over.
These are learning situations. It's kind of like Harbaugh said on the other side. When you have adversity, if you don't learn from it, it's wasted. They're going to have a lot to learn from.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Raheemy, and you, Mark Grody, will join us from Hallis Hall at 125 today. We continue with our preview and looking ahead to the Bears and Bengals because yesterday afternoon is when we heard from Ben Johnson and also Caleb Williams at Hallis Hall, among a lot of other Bears. And we try to figure out, based on what we saw out of Caleb Williams against the Ravens, not as much, say, in the yards category, because that was very good, but in the reads that we've discussed and how to interpret it. This is one of those weeks where I feel like we've seen various takes. It's choose your own adventure. It's choose your own stats. It's choose your own film when it comes to figuring out what you saw out of the quarterback. We did a lot on it on Monday and Tuesday. Caleb Williams, 25 of 38 for 285 yards in that game, and the interception, which has brought up a lot of discussion. 77.2 quarterback rating, though. We know touchdowns and interceptions factor big into it. I feel like it was one of those games where the eye test even fooled you a bit based on which throws you wanted to see and trying to figure out which ones meant more to you. That interception is, I think, something, there's a reason that is still being discussed on Wednesday, yesterday, as opposed to, say, the discussion stops on Sunday or Monday. Quarterback and head coach had two different answers on that.
So I think what is important to you and what's important to me doesn't necessarily matter as much as what's important to Ben Johnson, first and foremost. And then the understanding that Caleb Williams needs to make whatever is the most important to Ben Johnson the most important thing to him. If that happens, then I think everything in this offense can continue to grow, and growth is about failure and then responding to failure and getting better because you failed.
Right, and so we heard Caleb say originally on Sunday, for example, that he was okay with that. He thought it was a good read and just a throw that he was confident that he could execute. And in that, I think, is a little bit more of the discussion here. What can you do in the NFL? What has the NFL shown you can do or you're allowed to do versus what you thought you were able to do? And sometimes it's not just about having confidence in your arm strength, confidence in how you can throw in certain positions. You know, the fastball that he throws, everybody knows is plus-plus, right, to use the baseball term. But it's the touch and knowing that if you're going to force something, respect the opponent. This is not this is not college. You know, the NFL cornerbacks are smarter, better, faster, stronger.
Is that a Kanye song?
Remixed by, originally it was Daft Punk, yeah. And that's the point.
Maybe they need a remix of what they're working on, because right now, in this moment, it's not working. It wasn't that long ago, Layla, that we were talking about Caleb Williams outperforming Dak Prescott. Do you remember that? It wasn't that long ago.
Well, yes, and the way we talked about it was a little bit different. You know, Dak Prescott at the time was getting used to a new offense. Like, we also heard Ben Johnson glowingly discuss what he thought Dak did well.
Yeah, and Dak lost his receiver to CeeDee Lamb minutes into the game.
Bingo. And so that's why I think that was a bit of a different discussion. George Pickens among the top three in receiving yards in the league.
I want Caleb to feel the confidence and understanding that it's okay if you're not perfect, but let's call a spade when things go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to Caleb Williams, PR man, nobody's smoother, right? Nobody's smoother at giving the answer. That's a skill. And that's a skill that has earned him a lot of money appropriately. We respect it. But when it comes to what you see when you look at the tape, people are asking you questions, assuming that you're going to give an answer that leads us to understand how you're seeing the game. So here's what he said yesterday on his assessment of the Ravens game.
I would say I made one bad play in a situation where, you know, that's we couldn't afford that in that moment with where we were in the game, and that's the interception. Other than that, I mean, saw well. I played well. Obviously had a couple of situations where, you know, I felt like I could have, you know, done a better job, like the getting out of bounds and saving a timeout, you know, to help us in that situation. It's always nice to have those timeouts and have as many as you want and can have in those situations. And then, you know, the two intentional groundings. One of them was third down, and we were going to punt regardless, and we got a boomer of a punter. So that wasn't, you know, too hurtful. But the one before half, just find a way to, you know, get it in the vicinity of Colston. And if not, us just being on the same page.
See, okay, so there is a difference there. Because originally we all knew when it came to the interception, for example, he had Monongai open in the flat. Ben Johnson said he had another option there. And then instead he chose to go over the middle to Rome. How many times do you say that during a game? Over the middle to Rome. Over the middle to Rome. Double coverage to Rome. Rome.
I was told Rome is a number one receiver. I was told he was a guy worthy of being picked in the top 10. I was told that he was going to be the guy who could beat coverages.
Right. So, okay. I don't think that we're off of that concept yet. But the thing is, defenses know what you're doing. Results in the interception. That's why there's double coverage a lot of the time.
Yes. And the picks are already up. He's two-thirds of the way to last year's pick total.
And we knew that was going to be part of this. When you're teaching yourself how to form better habits, when Ben Johnson says that interceptions don't bother him as much because of EPA, then you know that part of this is going to be the case. What you don't want to hear, though, about that interception is there's a difference between this was the play we were running, we were trying to make that play, and the head coach saying, well, he should have also been able to read it better. You know, those are two different things. Like, don't be afraid to throw the ball downfield because of that arm strength. If it results in an interception, but you're good enough in the game to be able to take that risk, that's one thing. But this is, I think, different.
It's about measured reactions from us to measured decisions by him, and he's not making enough measured decisions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's-
search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Additionally, if you're the defense, you can kind of predict this, right? You know, in crunch time, where he might want to go. And listeners have talked about it with us. We've gotten texts. He's keying in on Rome too much. We've gotten Twitch messages. He's keying in on Rome. We've gotten calls. Well, guess what, everybody? It was discussed yesterday. So here's what the head coach had to say.
I think Caleb's been pretty true to trust in the progression. And so, you know, we vary who is the primary on all of our concepts. And that's where, you know, as a play caller and you have this many weapons, you want to make sure that you've got all your weapons primary a certain number of times on the call sheet. And then when you call that play, it kind of coverage dictates whether the ball can go there or not. But it's just been one of those things that the ones where Rome has been primary, he's been open quite a bit. And so, it's good to see that they do have that connection and that rapport. And, you know, I think he's got that with the rest of the guys as well. We just got to make sure that we're getting him in that primary spot enough.
That was Ben Johnson yesterday. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that sounds like a quarterback who's keying it on read number one.
Which I
don't mind.
I don't hate if these were more experienced players and more proven players. I mean, I get he's trying to get by. They're down. They're trying to come back because they couldn't score touchdowns in the first two drives. And I just need to see the growth in that. You learn from trying to do too much, putting a little too much of that proverbial dip on your chip, and you're in a position where Rome isn't the only guy who's good on this team. I keep hearing about all these mouths that have to be fed. DJ Moore exists. Colston Loveland exists. Well, Luther Burden III has existed. He's not currently existing on the football field. He's in concussion.
Concussion, yeah, that stinks.
But there are other options, so I just want to make sure that keying in, locking in on a guy isn't causing trouble because defenses now know exactly what you're doing and they're scheming to take it away from you.
Well, and again, respect your opponent. Understand that the secondary on the other side, even when they might not be the NFL's best, they're still gonna read stuff. Precisely.
Like, how much credit are you giving the Bengals defense? Like, if things don't go right for Caleb this week.
I mean, it's how much credit did I give the Cowboys defense? None. I said they let Russell Wilson throw 450 yards in the week previous. Well, here we go. Look at what happened with Justin Fields and the Jets in that 39-38 win. Fields did not throw for 244 yards though, but the Jets ran for 254. I mean, Fields threw for 244. It wasn't 450. Jets ran for 254. So you should be able to run the ball similarly to what you did against the Saints.
And I know a lot of people are going to talk about, well, the Ravens' defense wasn't good. Yeah, but the Ravens were better than what was being led on. They had some injuries. And the other thing
it's a mix.
They were coming out of the bye. So they had a chance to regroup and get themselves together. And they were desperate. Because they were a one-win team.
Well, yes, they were. They treated that, and you heard a little bit about this, that the Ravens are saying every single game is lose and you're out. That's how they are facing it. I still think if they lost a game, they're probably going to have the same urgency. I don't think they're going to treat the rest of the season if they lose another one in between now and the end of the year like they're out of the playoffs. But there is that kind of mentality. I do, however, though, I did think that because of that defense that had shown you how bad it could be, that the Bears should have been able to do more in the beginning of the game.
Absolutely. The scripted stuff has worked so well for Ben Johnson since he's taken over this team. And it's interesting to see how other teams are kind of in that bend don't break. That you got to break them.
Well, and it works against a Bears offense that is struggling to score in the red zone.
Struggle doesn't even begin to describe what's going on with that red zone offense right now. They are dead on arrival.
What about struggle bus?
The struggle bus is broken down on the side of the highway. AAA ain't coming.
What happens if you don't have a struggle bus? What's the next option?
You're on foot.
Struggle walk?
They're barefoot.
Dear God.
What about the Venga bus?
That's different.
Would the Venga bus have the same effect on the Bears that it had on the Cubs?
I hope so.
And the Venga bus nursed Kyle Tucker back to health.
That's what the bus does. I love Six Flags.
Can it nurse Tyrique Stevenson back to health?
I think Tyrique Stevenson would be receptive to the Venga bus.
Listen, whatever we got to do.
Knowing his personality.
We might get a CD Gardner Johnson remix off of this situation.
Low-key, why has not anybody major done a remix to Venga bus?
Could be us.
It's out there for them or for us.
If only I had producing skills, like music producing skills. They might be worse than my I got to be honest. When it came to the 19th and lower third stat, I was being dramatic.
You weren't being dramatic.
I was being a little dramatic.
I don't think you're being dramatic.
I'm like, you're near the lower third. It's like I did some upper quartile of upper quartile Jim Irsaying is what I did.
Yeah, I just thought if you break it down to halves and you break it down to thirds.
But actual math? Point being, somebody needs to remix the Venga bus. Get on that. Local DJ, Illa, I'm looking to you. Additionally, before Chicago takes on Cincinnati, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will be live at Revolution Brewing. That ought to be a fun show. 3340 North Kedzie Avenue. As they get you set for the game, then immediately following the game, they will have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo tire. All of it can be heard right here on The Score and the Odyssey app, and also YouTube, by the way. Shout out to our YouTube stream. I don't give them enough credit these days. So, additionally, you know who I may have not given enough credit to? The Bulls.
I've given the Bulls all the credit.
I thought that they would lose a game in this stretch. They're 4-0.
I think I said 5 straight to start the season, so...
Like your chances now.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Bulls win over the Kings and the return of Zach LaVine next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.